This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All kinds of listeners jumping on now coast to coast. We've got Rock 95, the Forks, Grand Forks, North Dakota checking in.
We're shaking.
Also, our friends at 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's Classic Rock. And 98 Rock, California's Rock Station in Sacramento, California. Thanks for joining the program. Big show for you, the return of Ted versus the MCC. Bless you again, Ted. Sorry, I got a sore throat. You're getting sick. I hear the whole thing coming in. When did you realize you weren't as good at something as you used to be? We have a veteran sword swallower.
Sword. It's a sword. It's not sword.
Sword. I keep saying that because
people
that
call it like salmon.
Sword. Veteran sword swallower.
Sword swallower.
He's injured after a 13-inch sword, or no, 13 swords punctured his esophagus.
Right.
And then he continued to take those swords down another 16 inches.
How do you not know that you've punctured your esophagus? Like, do they have no nerves
or
something?
He didn't go to the doctor for 2 days.
You said it earlier, man. He's a performer.
Yes. He was supposed to, swallow 13, but as far as the venue, this lounge that he was performing at, the ceilings were too low. Mm-hmm. So he got down on his knees. I guess somehow this changed his posture.
Yes, and, like he's down on one knee.
And he then spun them 180 degrees before pulling them out. And he knew that something was really, really wrong because of the massive amounts of blood.
That's always a tell.
We'll tell you the story coming up of the teacher that catches fire after a science class experiment goes wrong. I'm sure a class experiment that Miss Cook has been doing for years
Miss
and years
Cook.
And years.
That is her name. Is
but
Miss Cook.
Something went horribly wrong there. Our question, when did you realize you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
I got a couple of comments that came in. Since played water polo in college, 20 years later, I jumped in the pool. I'd been in the pool, just the pool. In a long, long time, I couldn't make a single lap. Well, the poor lifeguard thought I was about to die. Ended up looking like a fool in front of some hottie little 19-year-old lifeguard.
Oh, man. Oh. Even in lifeguard training, you have to go out and you have to just tread water for a while, you know?
I need some water.
Hey, man, if you've never tread water for 10, 15 minutes, you don't realize just how brutal it is. You walk out, you're like, heavy. You're like, oh, God.
That's why people don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, if I didn't fall overboard, there's no need in my life.
But those guys are propelling themselves out of the water with their feet to get up to be able to shoot. So, like, they're lifting themselves up just with a quick kick. You
know? Yeah, he couldn't swim a lap now.
Yeah.
And then this one, and look, it says, I'm 48. About 18 years ago, with kids ages 12, 8, and 5, I decided to show them how I could do a cartwheel. It just says, bad idea.
Oh.
Listen, I will say this, man. If you have little kids, especially, you're not good at everything like you used to be.
I don't think I can do a cartwheel.
I can't. I tried.
You tried.
Both of my kids, well, my son in particular, can kind of nail a cartwheel. And he does it with such ferocity and violence, you get worried every time. But
always
sticks the landing, right? But, you know, as a parent, I'm like, he's going to die. So they're like, well, can you do a cartwheel? Because they love to know what you used to do as a kid. I'm like, yeah, dude, I can do a cartwheel. It turns out I was wrong. I was very wrong, but what I can do is entertain my children. Oh, ho, ho, the laughter. Why are you still laying on the ground? I'm like, honestly, I think I put my shoulder out, guys. It's
How was that bad?
It was a bad. And I'm a lot, here's the other difference. I'm a lot longer than I was. Like, I did cartwheels, I was probably my kid's height. I'm 6'4". There's things you don't consider when you move.
How about a handstand?
I couldn't do a handstand even when I was a kid.
Like up against the wall? Yeah, I don't think I could do that either.
Well, I noticed my body weight. Guess my arms just...
Yeah, can't
not trying to hold myself up, but yeah. There's a lot of that, man. Hopscotch, jump rope. Like, hopscotch is easy, except I realized, okay...
Hopscotch gets you winded.
Well, I was okay in that part. It was I realized I have bad ankles.
Can you still jump rope?
Man.
I can burn up a jump rope.
I cannot. I tried that. The kids got frustrated with me. They, honest to God, thought I was lying to them, like trying to make them laugh, mm-hmm. how bad I was. Then I started getting frustrated. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. God damn it, I'm trying to jump rope. So we've all kind of agreed that I don't need to do that.
But it did work out and use a jump rope. The goal was always to get to 100.
Can you still jump rope?
Yeah.
Totally. When's the last time you jump rope?
Oh, probably a couple months ago. Yeah, I can burn it up. The problem is that I've got good rhythm.
We have a jump rope.
But here's the thing.
We need to get a jump. I just want to see you do the jump rope.
You don't understand. The goal is to get to 100. So if I tripped and slipped up on 46 and 47, 48, 49, just pick it up and keep going. There were three times I got to 97. Because the goal is to get to 100. Okay. And I'm like, I'm burning this up. Like, I've got it. I'm going to get the whole way to 100. The 97. I'm like, ah, damn it. Almost made it the whole entire way.
I'm still doing Cinderella had a fella.
Oh, I doubled it up. I crossed it, man. Hell, I used to...
For real?
Yeah. I know that sounds
You can
ridiculous.
Do like the... Right now, dude, when you see people do it, like, it looks cool. I wish I could do it.
Yeah, yeah, like 10 years ago when I had that boxing match I could do it.
That's exactly what it was. My stepfather...
And I could like double... You know what I mean? Like go around twice on one jump.
My stepfather was big into boxing, sparring, and all that stuff. So in our basement, we had jump ropes. We had like 16-ounce big Everlast gloves. We had a speed bag. We had a body bag. And that was basically what he would go down there and do, you know, on his free time. So I'd go down there and do the same thing.
I guess you didn't frustrate him at all.
No, no.
I'm home. Give me some private time.
Yeah, that's it. Block
that point.
And I used to be able to
speed bag.
To work a speed bag.
That is tough.
Anymore, I haven't done it in so long. So, I mean, like, God, that would be... I'd love to try. The thing is, man, when you get into a rhythm, if they got a gym that's got one, man, it's they used to have a...
When you get into a rhythm, yes, that is very true.
Oh, it's awesome. Once you remember how to do it again and you get the rhythm down, then you can do it. But it takes a lot of... It's a slow curve back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many jump ropes do you think you could do now? I'm determined to get a jump rope.
I mean, I as many as I can. I'll definitely get to 100.
Well,
just how many times
number.
I trip up.
Do you think you could?
I mean, before
like
you
50,
mess up, right? You're gonna get to 50. Yeah.
After a couple, I'd have to practice a couple times. But yeah.
I mean, you think you could do it like practice during a commercial break?
If we have a jump rope, yeah.
We can find a jump rope.
We gotta find.
It's gotta
jump
be long
rope.
Enough too, man. It's gotta be heavy.
Do they do jump ropes by like length? I mean, what are they saying?
Oh, they probably have one down in the gym. I'd probably run down there and get one.
Oh yeah, yeah. Do they have jump ropes?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Somebody around here.
I don't know if I can go to the gym, though, and walk out with a goddamn jump rope. You know what I mean? Like, I'll see you guys. Just here, I'll take this jump rope.
Let me do it. They expect it. I'm taking this jump rope, player.
When did you realize you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-0-something.
See, I was just going to say, like, could you bring it back when you're done?
Yeah.
I made my statement.
It's a jump rope.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the men's room, making fun of us talking about jump ropes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did you hear me? Oh, that sucks. I'm so sorry. So what I used to be good at that I'm not good at anymore is sex.
Oh,
wow. Why aren't you good at anymore, Sarah? What happened?
All right, wait for it. I do not jump. Well, I can still jump rope, but my hips do not work like they used to. So, you know, I don't know.
What are you saying? So as far as having sex, your hips don't work as good as they used to, and that affects your sex. Listen, I'm used to having sex with women that don't move. Seems to be the effect I had. So, you'd be fine.
Sarah, are you saying that you like to be on above everybody?
You know, maybe not. It kind of doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you've been.
Well, if you're using your hips, I figure you're on top.
Your hips work.
I'm not saying it always matters, but just ask first.
Do you have a boy? Do you have a-
Oh, I can't say that one.
Bedroom colors.
Oh my God!
The words what you can't say on the radio.
What is going on?
Sucker, mother. And please keep those words in mind when calling.
I mean, am I wrong?
Now back to the program.
Jesus. I'm just saying it. I think she means. Specifically intercourse. I just have a sneaky suspicion.
Okay.
Fine.
Some things. Sir, you want to go back to her?
No, I think we got it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think
okay.
We got it.
Yeah. Do you agree, Robin? I just think, it's just the sense I got, maybe there's some things she does well. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Eric, you still good at sex?
Well, I guess I get approached all the time by my lovely.
Okay, well then you are.
Oh, that's a good indication, right?
Hey, good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been a mechanic all my life, worked at it a little bit professionally, but mostly amateur. You know, I used to throw a transmission on and on my chest, roll into the car, lift it up there, put a bolt in it, and roll back out. And do that a couple times now, and you feel it for a week and a half.
I bet you do, because the transmission isn't easy to put in.
Well, it's just not light anymore. You get, you know, and bust, you might bust a rib nowadays if you put it on your chest.
But well, okay, let me ask you this. What was the difference in you putting in your own transmission and doing it, or taking it to a shop and having them do it? What was the cost?
Oh, probably a good $500.
All right, so do you think it was worth your effort to do it, or next time would you just say, you know what, man, I'm just going to take it into a shop?
Well, as an enthusiast, you always do your own work unless you really can't.
Okay.
You know, kind of, it's almost like a bust of my pride.
Do you modify any of your cars since you know all this knowledge?
They're all modified, yes.
And what are they modified to do? Go faster?
Some of them are speed. Most of it's suspension. Lowered a couple inches sometimes, or an inch and a quarter, stiffened suspension. Exhaust for sound, performance, less back pressure, and then intake for more raspy acceleration, things like that.
I'm going to guess you have a Honda Accord.
Negative, sir. I'm a Toyota guy.
Okay, all right.
I do want to throw this out there. You may or may not know this, but your phone makes you sound like Fan and Fault.
Sound like who to who?
Exactly.
Like your phone gives you a lisp. There's a burst of static right before you say everything. It's fantastic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's great.
It's great.
Keep talking. Just talk to us for a minute.
So I have three MR2s and a couple Corollas and two Celicas. And so, yeah, that's what I do for fun.
Okay.
It sounds like he's ordering a drive through.
I know.
Give me two MR2s. Right.
Two Celicas.
Corolla. And those MR2s are nice. Very cool. All right. That's badass. When did you realize you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
We were talking about sports and stuff.
Yeah.
I was playing a game of pickup basketball with a guy, and he was like, I'm playing forever. I'm going to get married. I'm trying to get back in shape. And I think it was the second game, loud pop.
Oh, no.
And his Achilles.
Oh, no. The worst.
Yeah. He had to get married.
Did he scream?
No. To his credit, he was a tough dude. And he sat in the corner and waited till we were done, like, three more games.
No way.
We thought he just had, like, a bum knee or something.
I like how tough he was as opposed to how indifferent you guys were.
Yeah, we keep playing.
That's the sense I'm getting. Oh, dude, there's a loud pop. There's a pillage hill. But we played three more games.
He's a tough dude.
When did you realize that you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line. Murray calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Off to Gwinnett County, Georgia. Channel 2 Action News.
Action
News. They have obtained video of the moment a science experiment went wrong in a classroom at Duluth High School. Students said it was just a routine, fun experiment for Halloween until everything blew up. The experiments involved fire, a ramp, and a pumpkin, and it erupted, sending a fireball around the teacher identified as one Miss Cook. We were just like confused. We didn't know what to do, said Condoleezza Waters.
Condoleezza.
Mm-hmm. Students watched as the fire surrounded their teacher's face, burning her hair and skin. When she lit on fire, what happened is the whole entire ramp lit on fire and the ramp just exploded, according to student Eddie Kim. They have confirmed that Cook is going to be okay. In this case, she suffered minor superficial injuries, and she's going to be all right. She had done this experiment before with students. The school's principal did send out a letter to parents, saying in part, this is a rare situation, and we are committed to determine exactly how this occurred so it does not happen again.
Do you have to say it's a rare situation? Some of you might think that our teachers bursting into flames happens with frequency. We assure you, at this school, no, sir. Most of our teachers never burst into flames.
When did you realize you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so back in the day, I used to wrestle in junior high and high school. Fast forward to my early 40s. And used to carpool with a buddy of mine every day, and we'd always meet at his house. And quite often when we'd come home from work, his son would be out there waiting for him, and I would always, pitch him a bunch of crap all the time. And he was about 14 years old, but he's a big kid. He's about 200 pounds.
Damn.
Yeah, messing around with him one day, and I decided it'd be a good idea to wrestle him. I figured, he's a big kid, but I know how to wrestle, and he probably doesn't have a clue about it. Well, unbeknownst to me, he'd been taking wrestling in P.E., so... I'm dancing around with him, give him a little headshot, shoot in on him for a single leg, and the kid had learned how to sprawl really good. And he sprawled out on me and flattened me out flat on the ground and completely knocked the wind out of me.
Oh.
The vertebrae in my back snap. And
oh.
So I'm laying underneath of this 200-pound kid thinking, I can't let him beat me. I still got a hold of that tree trunk leg of his. And I'm thinking, all right, if I can get back up to my knees, I can get... finish this single leg on him. So I get myself back up to my knees, and I go to put my foot down and drive into him, suck that big tree stump up, and I blew out my hamstring.
Oh, jeez! How long were you out of work?
Well, I'm not done yet.
Oh, there's more.
I don't give up real easy. So, bam, I'm back down to the ground, knocks the wind out of me again. I lay there trying to get my composure back. And I'm thinking, I don't know what I can do to beat this kid now. I got no leg left.
Is your work buddy watching all of this?
Oh, yeah. He's laughing his ass off.
Okay.
I reached up, and I just grabbed a handful of manhood, and he just started screaming like a little girl. And I'm like, say uncle. And he finally says uncle. And I said, all right, now get off me. And he gets off me. I said, all right, I won.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I limped around for a long time, 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, it was the whole back of my leg was... Black and blue. It was bad.
Is that kid still wrestling now?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, all right.
Long story.
Okay.
I appreciate you not sharing. I can tell by the... I don't want to know.
Absolutely.
I don't
want to
know.
Anytime you do something you haven't done in a while, it's a regular activity, you're going to die the next day.
Oh,
whether it's a pickup game of basketball, whether it's whatever it is that you do that you don't normally do, when you go and you do that, I mean, you just realize you're using muscles that you don't normally use. I went and played, hit some tennis balls, and my sides hurt.
Yeah, they're killing you.
For like a day. I mean, I was just like, ooh, I don't work this out at all.
Sounds dumb.
Forearm hurts.
It's a sign of age, man. The band plays what, Ted? Twice, three times a year, right?
Yeah, about that.
But you go out there, man, and you just play, right? And you play, and we'll do, I don't know, 12, 15 songs, and it feels good to play, and you're jumping around, you're moving around, and it's awesome, man. And then the next morning, like, I cannot move my head. Mm-hmm. My shoulders hurt. Seriously, man, like, it's bad. I'm just like, I'm getting old.
I like the wrestling thing. When I was like, maybe I was 21. I don't know. Either way, this guy is a manager of a restaurant, right? And it's a nice restaurant. Nice restaurant in PG County.
All right.
Well, now you know what it is. So
is there only one?
Well, I mean, yeah.
This particular place, yeah.
So we're driving back, and we're in a limo. We had a big night on the town. So the guy that runs it, the manager, the owner, right, he's kind of a smaller guy. And somehow me and him start chirping at each other. And he's like, I wrestled in high school. Like, I'll wrestle you when you get back to the restaurant. So we get back. We clear all the tables. So at one point.
Nicest restaurant in the restaurant.
Yes. You're going to wrestle in the restaurant.
Restaurant in PG County. Let's move the table.
There's plenty of tables to move where no one's sitting.
So we can wrestle.
We're going to wrestle in the middle of the place. Yeah. During dinner.
It's like midnight, so the restaurant's
okay.
closed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we have this wrestling match. Now, I will say to his credit, he did win. Because I think finally he like choked me out or something.
Yes, that would be to his credit.
But at one point, I just used my serum mask at the time to just kind of flatten him out and kind of rub his head into the carpet.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. With like my forearm. So he had this horrible rug burn on his head for weeks. He had to wear a hat, which was forbidden at this place.
Right, because it's the nicest restaurant in PG County.
Right, but he had this like horrible like burn scar on his head, so he had to wear a hat for 2 weeks at the restaurant.
Damn.
Good time.
When did you realize you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
I realized all my fighting stories end that way. I lost. The other guy had a black eye.
Right, that's it. Just leave a mark and you can feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
Hello, Ben. Welcome to the men's room.
Caca, bitch.
Hola.
Ah! Oh, yeah. So, just last week, 37, I used to be really good when I was much younger about, like, doing the roundhouse kick, the Van Damme kick that we all know and love. The guy's known for it. He was, like, my idol, my guy I was looking up to all the time. So I figured I'd try it out. You know, I was at the gym. There's a punching bag there. I'm going to go for it.
How long had it been since the last time you tried the Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Oh, it's, well, let's see. I would say at least 7 years. Okay. 7 years. Still, just as you would suspect, it failed pretty miserably. But I did get a licking on that punching bag, but the follow through was a follow through right into a strap that was hanging from the chin up bar, which was next to the punching bag, which wrapped around my ankle, and I almost just about threw myself onto the ground from the follow through.
Good times. Was there anybody watching you?
No, thankfully.
Yeah, that's
isn't that really the most important thing?
Yes, there's just not the most attractive person in the gym staring you down. You know what I mean? Like, thanks.
Inevitably, that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. Miles and I were walking down the street. This is not what I can't do, but as far as someone attractive when maybe you're not at your best. We're walking down a downtown street. We're having our regular conversation. And, like, if I have to fart, I just fart. But I take the opportunity to, like, lift the leg and push it out. So it's this big, loud fart. And then I realize there's this beautiful woman maybe 8 feet behind me.
And she's just shaking her head when we turn around.
I mean, like, it's just, I'm like, God damn it, man. You know, you could have told me.
When did you realize that you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
There's no recovery from that, Ted.
There is some comic value in seeing a really attractive person trip on the street.
That's different.
Yeah.
Because you're attractive. Laugh. Right.
Yeah.
Like, you show me Bradley Cooper fall down the stairs. I'm like, that's hilarious. Anybody else, I say, you all right? I go, sorry, Bradley Cooper.
Right. Spray and play it, Brad.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing today?
Doing great, man. Thank you.
So I got a story. It's an old one. It's about... I was 16 when I realized I wasn't as good as it. But when I was a kid growing up, there was this guy at a church that I'd go. We'd take the chainsaw out and we'd just chop up like limbs of trees and chop wood.
Uh-huh.
And I was 16, I believe, sophomore in high school, and I was with my girlfriend's mom's boyfriend at the time, and he's like, "Hey, let's chop down some firewood." So we fall off the tree, and I walk up right behind him. Like, all right, he's like, "Chop this one down." All right, so I chopped it down, and then his barber cheered on me, sat back, and just freaking, you know what happens when you finish your beer, you step on the can?
No.
It squishes. You know?
Right.
Push it down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, crushing the can.
Yeah, chopping out of this tree, it split back, blew up the chainsaw. The chain broke, the metal part that holds the chain broke. I had, like, shrapnel scars from the tree blowing up like that. And crushing, just like a pop can.
Jesus, man.
It crushed the chainsaw, or crushed you?
Crushed me.
And how much damage did you sustain from this?
Critical. Over $9,000.
Over $9,000 worth of damage to your body, you mean?
No, I broke my L4, L5, my humerus, and I fractured my skull.
Wow, man. Okay. So how long are you in the hospital after all of this?
So it took about a week after my surgery, which happened in 3 days. So about 10 days in the hospital before I could, like, move my legs, but I couldn't really walk. I forgot. how to like walk and hold a spoon. And
how long did it take you? Are you still any lasting effects from this at all?
Just sore.
I mean, are you still sore to this day from that?
Oh, yeah, I'm sore right now. I'm still at work cleaning up.
Okay,
he's always sore.
Damn. Yeah, you're right. You're not as good at cutting down trees anymore.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Good God.
By the cord. When did you realize you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So my son and I, my son invited me to do a Tough Mudder obstacle course with him. And he is 22, and I will be 48 in December with zero training. So needless to say, that did not go over that well. My body did not appreciate that.
And it's 5K, correct? Is that how long those are?
It's 10 miles.
It is 10 miles.
So what is everything? But what is everything that's involved in the Tough Mudder? It's not like you're just running.
No, it's 30-some obstacles. You jump into a ice bath, have to go underneath it, climb over all sorts of rocks and in pits with mud. You get shocked. They've got an electrical pit they put you through. It's a good time. It's a good time.
You know, at any age, that sounds like a bad idea to me.
And you said you didn't train for this at all.
Oh, no, not a bit. Not a bit.
How long did it take for the regret to set in?
About when we were getting our numbers to go do it.
It's just like, what have I done?
Are you in shape generally? Like, could you do it?
Decent shape. Yeah, not bad shape. Right. You know, it's, I don't know. Yeah, 6'3", 220. You know, not super fat, but not super skinny either.
But you did finish it, and you did the 10 miles, and you still knocked it out.
Yeah, we did the whole thing. And we did, the scariest part was you've got this one obstacle called Mount Everest, and it's kind of similar to the that ninja one where you got to run up the wall and you get up to the top type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, just before that, he tells me, oh, my gosh, this is my favorite one. I cannot wait to do that. And so he goes up and makes it no problem. You know, 22 years old, he makes it look simple. And I'm standing there waiting for him. And the only thing I can think is, oh, my God, just do not fall and land flat on your head and look like that guy. You know, it's going to be the regret for your life. It's like, oh, I look like a complete fat old man in front of my kid.
But don't most people do that? Fall flat on their head? I mean, is everybody nailing this thing?
Absolutely. Oh, no, God, no. There were fatties falling everywhere. It was hilarious.
What are they doing?
I'm just afraid of being that fatty.
And don't you have to crawl? Like you said, you have to crawl under an electric fence and all that?
Oh, made it the first try. But, it's probably one of the most difficult things I have done, for sure.
What does your son do? Does he train a lot, or does he...
Is he crazy?
Yeah, he did the Spartan race just 2 weeks before it. So, needless to say, he's in much better shape than his old man.
Is he as big as you?
I'm sorry, what?
Is he as big as you?
Oh, no, he's 6'7".
Oh, Jesus, wow. God! No wonder he could do Mount Everest. Did he have to jump?
Exactly.
Golly.
Yeah, so I was laid up for a good 3 days. I shouldn't say laid up, but I'm walking around 3 days with a limp. It looked like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. It wasn't pretty.
See, I'm always of that thought that I was never going to be taller than my dad. You know what I mean? Because my dad was always so tall. But that was one of those things.
Are you taller than he is or no?
Well, I wanted to be taller than him my whole life. Now, I was technically 6 3/4 inches, whatever, almost 6'1".
Stop reaching for the
I really am.
Four.
I'm 8 and a half.
The top, so I'm almost 6'1".
Right. Almost.
He's 6'3".
Perfect score on the driving
test. That's right. That's right. And, but he had his knees and his hips replaced.
Yeah.
So he shrunk 2 inches.
Yeah.
So I finally caught up to him.
Do we give you credit for that?
Hell yeah.
Old people just shrink in general.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
did you get credit like when I was older than my dad?
I had to wait till him just to turn 70.
He lost 2 inches?
Oh, dude, I don't know what happened, man. It just kind of like trolled him out.
That's nuts.
It is nuts. I said, man, I would ask for like a little bit more. Like, if you're going to give me 2 knees, man, like, give me a half inch on each one of the
Like, most people
sides.
Want to be a little taller, right?
Yeah, stretch me out a little bit, you know what I mean?
Lost 2 inches. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
How tall would you go, Ted?
If I could surgically get made taller?
Sure.
Probably
6'2". 6'2". That's a good height, man.
Yeah.
You go above that, shower heads become useless.
When did you realize you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
Then all they do is clean you from the chest down. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my story actually just happened about maybe a month ago. I grew up on a king-size trampoline, you know, having that available to me. So I was pretty, you know, gymnastically inclined, doing flips, you name it, I could probably do it. Went on a trip just last month out to Moses Lake for a family function, and they have a king-size trampoline. I decide I'm going to try and show off to my kids who are 3 and 4, so they would be very impressed with that.
Is there any alcohol involved at this point?
Not alcohol, but a little bit of pot.
Okay. All right.
But, so I decide I'm going to jump up there and try and do, you know, anything that I used to be able to do. And it's been probably 15 plus years since I've tried anything of this nature. Needless to say, I go up, try and do a backflip. I make it all the way around. However, I land wrong and shoot myself straight off the trampoline into the ground and hurt my back.
What did your kids, did they laugh? Did they come over? Were they concerned?
Oh, by the time I landed, they were somewhere else, not even looking.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Man, every time I see one of those, it just reminds me of somebody running home screaming and crying.
But every neighborhood had the one kid that had the trampoline. You know what?
And 5 kids would be on it doing this. And 1 kid, obviously.
Always.
Whoever it was going to be, pick a number. You know what I mean? One of us was eventually going to, like, stick our arm down through the side where the springs are, or, you know, miss the trampoline.
They were death traps. Springs all exposed.
They're still scary as an adult.
Oh, I know. Yeah, in the bouncy rooms, have you ever seen those huge rooms, like, where they have those giant
places in there?
Those are awesome.
Oh, my God, man.
No, that's different.
You fly. You can fly.
But no matter where you land, you just bounce more. Like, that's the thing about the bouncy room.
You have to know how to land. Like, you can still blow your knee out.
You don't entirely have to know. I've had this experience fairly recently. You don't entirely have to, like, know how to land. You learn as you go along.
You did okay.
I did not say that. I did not say that, okay. What I said was that you don't have to know how to land,
okay,
but you will evolve.
I'd like to
get better at it by the end.
I was tramping a couple weeks ago.
Tramping?
Tramping.
We'd be tramping.
Tramping through the east? What else would you call it?
Any injuries?
Trampolining?
No. Do you just jump up and down like this?
And then I sit on my butt and stand back up.
Oh, right. So you
that's
can do the same.
Hey, that's okay, the big one for an adult.
That's not a bad one.
That's it.
That's the move.
That's all I got.
I call that the tip.
It takes effort.
It takes so much effort. You can push yourself forward really easy.
You just have to be like, all right, I'm really going to jump high this time.
Yeah, that's it.
When did you realize that you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Ted versus the FCC coming up. Our question, when did you realize that you were not as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola.
And there's the giggle.
My husband has got me hooked on you guys.
What happened?
My husband got me hooked on you guys.
Oh, awesome. Tell him thank you.
How did that, is it because he refused to turn the station when you demanded he did, or did he say, check it out?
Both.
Okay, I figured he just beat you down with it. That's how it generally goes.
Well, what did you used to listen to?
Just iTunes and iPhone. And
all right. Well, good. We're glad to have you.
Whatever has good stuff, but you guys are hilarious, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we're too much good stuff. We're like
really
Tungus.
Mm-hmm. So what can't you do anymore?
Well, so I went out with a bunch of coworkers for this little birthday gathering. Of course, there was some drinks involved. And me and this other girl, who she's fun. She's pretty rambunctious. She's always all over the place. She gets me all riled up telling, you know, hey, come on, let's do the worm. Let's do this.
The worm?
The worm. I mean, the literal worm, okay? So her and I both do this, and man, I thought I was pretty good. I mean, I made it back up. Everything was great. She went down. She looked like a floppy fish. I was on top of the world. Well, this worm was actually recorded, and it's on social media, so you could probably find it on my Facebook page. But it wasn't that great. And I wake up the next morning, and I'm like, my jaw is just killing me. Like, what is wrong with my jaw? I was drinking and didn't notice that when I went down, I slammed my jaw onto the ground and just bruised the crap out of it. I mean, it was just...
So you were real drunk.
No. I just didn't... I was so amped up and so excited to...
To do the worm unless they're drunk. Right, the worm does not happen for adults.
You also have to know you can do the worm.
She thought she could, dude.
I just saw this a few weeks ago with some people. We were all hanging out, and one person was doing it, and somebody else was like, "I could do it."
And I can.
Yeah, it takes a lot of.
I mean, listen, the problem with stuff like that, and this isn't something I thought I was good at, but years ago, I'm in Hawaii. I take a surfing lesson, and if you don't know what you're doing, which I did not, it sucks to get started. But finally, here comes the wave. Instructor says go, and I rode this thing into the beach, right? It's the first and one of two that I made it all the way from the point that the wave started and got to the beach. And in my mind, it looked like that wave that beginning of like Hawaii 5-0. Mm-hmm. Like I thought, I looked at the picture, right? After the vacation, I look at the picture. I didn't know what the picture was at first because it just looks like me on a surfboard and this little white line of foam going under. That was the big wave.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I would have never known. I would have never known because in my mind, I'm like, dude,
you're killing.
I got a big wave. Oh, I nailed it. My confidence went up. Yep, and when you see the picture, you realize I didn't do anything. I didn't do a goddamn. I balanced on a surfboard that drifted to a beach.
And then you cut yourself and then
on the coral.
Blood in the water.
Well, so one of the times I went in, if you go, they say, man, avoid the black coral. The stuff is so sharp.
I'll right? tell you.
Whatever. I ended up, my knee goes into it. It wasn't the worst thing, but it did cut my knee open. And it wasn't a massive cut, but enough that it bled. So I'm on a surfboard, this bloody leg, in the Pacific Ocean, and the surf instructor's out there, man, and he is exactly what you'd picture from a surf instructor, brah, right? Just cool, but knows what he's talking about. So I got there, we're kind of floating in the water, because surfing is nothing but hurry up and wait. And I looked at him, I said, hey, man, you know, I don't want to be like an alarmist or anything, but, you know, I'm bleeding out of my leg, and I know sharks can smell blood, and I look like a seal, like, I'm uncomfortable. Is this anything, like, legitimately to worry about? And we're both laying belly down on the board, right? And he just kind of looks at me, and he's like, we'll see, man.
Like, what?
We'll find out.
That was it, yeah.
How tasty you are.
I know.
When did you realize that you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hola. So what are you not as good at as you used to be?
Building and loading up a wrestling ring. So I'm from California, moved up to Washington about a year ago. Been a wrestler since I was 19. And did a show down in California this past weekend. And, of course, no one on the ring crew showed up. So it was left to me to put everything on the big U-Haul and make sure we all got down to the show and had a wrestling ring to wrestle in. But so after that, I loaded the whole entire ring, all the corner posts, all the planks that go underneath, everything.
Did it stay up?
I proceeded. What was that?
Did the ring stay up?
The ring stayed up.
All right. Hang on for us. We'll get to the other side.
I mean, hell, sometimes, like, just putting your tent back up, you forget, like, where? How the hell does this go again? Or what?
Yeah.
I mean, just something as dumb as that.
The Shiggins continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.